Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, awesomely healthy, and darn sexy people. Oh my goodness, what a week it has been. I am in Northern California shooting a movie, and it has been one tough shoot. Just a lot of really highly emotional stuff, which, you know, you have to do take after take after take. But boy, are we getting some good stuff. As soon as I'm off, we're getting in a car and driving 3 hours up to the woods to get shots up there. And then Wednesday I go home. Was very fortunate to get to do four of my privates yesterday on my day off. And I don't know if any of you saw or joined us, but we had a great Q&A with Joe Dante on, believe it or not, the 40th anniversary of The Howling. Just wipes me away to think I've been doing this stuff for this long. Anyway, I want to give you the news from the channel today. Again, they want to talk about all possibilities. I've been doing a lot of private sessions, and we don't even know we're limiting our possibilities, guys. You know, it's a combination of I don't see how that can happen to I couldn't even imagine. I didn't even know that that possibility was out there kind of stuff. If you're not open to all possibilities, that possibility can't come into you. And they took me to the core belief, you don't have time for me, so I'm leaving you, which has come up in several of the channeled emails that I'm doing for a couple of the programs I'm doing right now. And we're literally saying that to the universe, or that's the belief system that is in place with the universe, is you don't have time for me, so I'm not even going to ask or envision or believe that you're going to come through for me to help me create this. So let's just all come together. I want you to know that the energy of the galaxies and beyond is waiting to serve you. But like the good book says, you have to ask to receive. We're using a lot of our past hurts also to limit our possibilities. Well, this always happens to me. Well, that can't allow for the new possibilities to come in and be created with you. That's just one example. Okay. So let's just be cognizant of getting up every day and stating, directing, today, I am open to all possibilities. My job is to just be in alignment with all the magic that can happen. And I am. All right. Our new webinar on how the little child inside you is affecting your adult life will be coming up soon. And I had a very personal experience about why this is so important this week. I'm not proud of it, but I had kind of a meltdown on the set the second day. I had sat in my dressing room for 5 or 6 hours and got on the set to do this humongous scene, and we got one rehearsal in, and then they said, oh, we're out of time. We can't shoot anymore tonight. Well, I lost it. I mean, you know, not overly, but, well, yeah, I lost it. And so I got home and I said, okay, I don't want to do this. I don't want to be this way. I know it affects my health. It affects my heart. It affects my blood pressure. It affects how I feel about myself. It affects how everybody else feels about me. I'm not going to get what I want by feeling this way. So what hooked me in? And I, for most of my life, have been dealing with I'm not respected and honored because of early things that happened to me in my career, which we know happened way before they happened to me in my career. So that's what it felt like, that I had been disrespected and honored. But when I sat down with the channel said, no, there's something higher. And I went, oh my God, I've probably been looking for this all my life. And it was because my little girl growing up always felt helpless and out of control. And that's what it plugged me into. And I'm telling you, you guys, I felt like I walked into a whole new world of freedom. It was crazy when I got to that information. That's why it's so important to find out why your little kids are running you or how they are. I really can't wait to see my life now in the next 2 or 3 months and how it shifts, because now I go, okay, if I'm not helpless, what am I? I'm powerful. And again, I am the powerful God of me that creates me as the powerful God of me. Because I can be the powerful God of me that continues to create me as a victim who thinks she's helpless, right? I'm sure Stephen is laughing at the word helpless when it comes to the technology. And I actually heard it come out of my mouth yesterday about something. And I went, oh my God, there it is. There it is. I wonder how many times a day I've said that before. But now you see, I'm conscious of it. So now in that moment, I was able to turn it around. Pretty exciting stuff, guys. I also want to mention we have 2 spots left if anyone is interested in Creation Station, which is my intensive training. And this year, boy, this year it's going to be off the charts. It is in June. It's $600. There's a payment plan. You will be required to have your vaccine completed if you attend. We will have an option to do it over Zoom if you so choose also. So anyway, again, it's an advanced training, and sometimes The newer you are to my work, the faster you go and the easier it is to get it. So, there's... I'm really, really, really excited. The webinar after this one, Dr. Wilson's going to come back on and really talk about, and there's a lot to talk about here, guys, about reemerging into life again after COVID. So many psychological things that we all need to be aware of. So, yeah, it's going to be an exciting 2 months in our little community here. All righty, let me see. Can I go to the calls? Yes, I can. Here we go. Diana in New York, you're on.
Hi, Dee. I wanted to connect. I've been, first I wanted to say that I've been re-listening to my annual private sessions that we did over the last year, and they are super powerful to re-listen to. Yeah, they're really amazing, and and see the progression. So that was well worth it. If anybody's considering it, it's life changing.
Well, thank you, Diana. Thank you for that.
Absolutely. So from that, I came across one, and basically, I felt that it fit where I'm at right now, and it was around a core belief that anything I want to do, anything I'm trying to create, requires struggle. I don't remember exactly what the core belief was, but
yeah. So the channel wants to say right away, your past point was that we were working on. You're past that, and now this is what's coming up for you is a deeper level. When I say struggles, the highest word, I get a no. Well, that's interesting. The first word they gave me was attempt. That there's and there goes my big yes. There's a part of you that, and of course, if you keep attempting to complete things, you're going to hold yourself in struggle because they don't get completed, because you're just attempting. Are you with me? Yeah,
I am.
Real interesting.
I'm trying to get it to fit because what I've been working with is that it came up like love is struggle, finances are struggle, and I've been saying, using the breath work to say these things are easy and joyful. And even like it's relationship, health and wellness, it's everything. So attempt
is an interesting
word. All
right, I would like
word.
You to add completed to that. But they want you to get, they want to give you some clarity around what the attempt, are we going to a core belief, this page here. Okay, guys, stop what you're doing and listen to me. I am attempting to be God. I'm going to say it till I'm blue in the face. All of us must embrace totally and accept that we are the gods of us. We are the ones that choose. We are the ones that focus. We are the ones that feel into what we want. We create us, and then the universe comes and supports us in whatever creation, positive or negative. So, and you're bringing something in, Diana, that is for everybody I work with, everybody, and myself. You can't attempt to be God. You just have to be it. I am that I am. I claim that I am God so that I can experience that I am God. And if it helps you to say the God of me, that's fine. It doesn't really make any difference. As long as you know that I am the God of me equals I'm the creation of myself.
Okay, so is this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry.
No,
is
go ahead.
Is this coming up because I have been, the breath work I have been doing is largely focused on I am the God of me. I am the creator of my life. I'm safe.
Yes,
easy,
ma'am.
Joyful.
That's why the amazing information is coming up, because the God of you said, you have to understand this if you're really going to experience what you're claiming here. So,
okay, so
again,
add,
everybody.
Add complete and add that I'm so I can experience that I am the God of me.
Just say everything is completed by the God of me. Everything in my life is completed by the God of me. That's my clear direction.
I like that. Okay.
And again, everybody, I want you to understand again. You've got to claim it and command it consistently with love, and then the reality of your life shows up around what you have been directing it to do. You keep thinking it works the opposite way. Oh, well, when it shows up, I'll know I'm there. No, it'll show up when you know you're there.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
So no more attempting. We're just creating right now. We're the act of creation itself. Wow. We could just close the show right now. Seriously, Diana, that was huge for me and everybody. So let's all just claim right now, I am the God of me. Everything I direct is completed, so you better make sure you're directing what you want. We invoke the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love, and so it is. Wow. Wow.
Thank you.
That's
Woo-hoo.
All I can say. Thank you. Thank you, Diana. And what she was referring to, because we have a lot of new people, is what I think is the best deal on my site is the year of private sessions that break down to $100 a session. Okay, we're going to Paul in Toronto. Hi, baby cakes.
Hi, sweetie. Hi.
How are you?
I'm fabulous. I'm sitting here in the sun looking at the lake. Went for a swim in the ice water as the ice was breaking up in the lake.
Oh, good God. Okay, you get on all day without telling me that. What can I do for you?
What do I need to get into alignment to create the living arrangement with my partner that is joyful and easy for us, that fulfills each of our financial wants easily?
Okay, so the channel is saying none of that's what you really want. You're not really saying what you want. So ultimately, what do you want in this relationship?
I want us to be able to have the independence to create the living environment that we really want, each of us, but also to be together a lot where we're
okay,
in agreement financially.
So what you're saying is I am creating an equal partnership where we both powerfully create ourselves and successfully make a lot of money doing it. That's what you just told me. Is there more to add than that?
There's more. What do I need to get in alignment within myself to be clear and free to make the decisions around this with my partner?
Well, guys, I'm going to answer you the same way every time you ask any addendum of that question. You direct it. Remember, we're in the business of directing energy. You have to say to yourself, I am the God of me that is creating this. This is what I want. I am creating this now. I invite all energy and all galaxies and dimensions to come in and create this with me right now, successfully, consistently. So I want you to know, Paul, that you are in alignment. You just haven't really been asking for what you want. Oh,
I think I
well,
thought
now
what
the
I
channel
was,
says what, because you don't think it's possible. Why don't you think it's possible? Do you know?
I think there's an idea in my head about how it's supposed to look financially, what I'm supposed to contribute, what she's supposed to contribute, what's fair.
Yeah, that's it. That's right there. You're afraid it's not going to be fair. You're afraid you're going to be taken advantage of. So who did you watch being taken advantage of when you were little?
Well, I watched it myself in a previous relationship.
Yeah, but it started when you were around 2 years old with your dad. So who took advantage when you were little and you looked at your mommy and daddy? Who was taking advantage of the other person?
Let me help you out.
Your dad was taking advantage of your mother. It was not an equal relationship.
Yeah, he was definitely running the show.
Okay, well, you see, you're kind of caught here, Paul, because you want to run the show and you want an equal relationship. Well, you can't have both. Either one or an equal relationship, knowing that you create you, she creates her, and then you come together as two people who are complete. But that's not running the show. The only way you run the show is to be clearly directing what you want. That's your power, and to feel love around it.
Right. And she might not want that vision of what I want for myself, and that's okay.
Well, it's okay, but it's not ever going to match. Then she can't be a match to your direction because you want an equal relationship. If she doesn't want an equal relationship, then there's going to be problems with the two of you coming together all the way, the way you see it.
So we have to co-create this living environment?
To create yourself.
Right.
And you be very clear that you are creating an equal relationship where both people are responsible financially and in every other way, in a balanced way. That's what you want, but you're afraid, Paul, that that's not possible. And that's what you've got to get up every day and go, okay, today I'm going to know that this is possible. I'm the God of me. This is what I'm creating. And then hold steadfast to that while it manifests.
I felt I didn't deserve it. I wasn't capable of it. So now
okay,
I create
good.
That I
you
am.
You got it.
Thank you.
Why it's so important to see how your little child's running you. Indeed. Thank you, darling. That was, boy, you guys are serving each other so much. It's so lovely. We're going to dances in Texas. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm good.
Oh, great. I got a question. I have been doing this program and
you've been doing what program? My program?
No, it's not yours.
Okay.
Because I got it months ago.
Okay.
And then
it's not serving you. I don't know what it is, dances, that you're talking about. When I say it's serving you, I get a no.
Okay.
Why do you think it's not serving you? Part of it is serving you.
Part of it is serving me. And I see that, but I think there's some resistance in me that is causing.
Well, there is resistance in you, but the channel is saying the resistance is because there's, and now I'm getting my big yes, there's something that this program is teaching, and your God self knows that's not the highest truth. So let me ask you, is there anything in this program that is teaching you that you are limited in any way?
You know, I that is the sense that I have been getting on this program.
Well, then
listen
to
it.
It's not serving you.
Okay. So then I found another program that has to do with the whales and dolphins and the sun. And I've gotten some real good feedback from that within me. Am I just looking for something?
Yep. You're just looking for something to give you the answer, and you're it.
Right.
You're the answer.
Okay.
Guys, do you understand? You can use the whales and dolphins, sure. You can use tarot cards. You can use psychics. You can use me as a channel. You can use Cryon. You can whatever. It's all God. Do you understand? Whatever
yes.
your guide is, whatever angel you work with, everything's God. So, you know, including us.
Right.
Everything's God, which means we're God. Which means where's the answer? Right here.
Yeah.
It's right here. And if you keep looking outside of yourself, then you never take the shortcut to finding out where the real power is, which is in you.
Gotcha.
Okay?
Gotcha. I totally get it.
Okay, baby. I love you.
Thank you so much. Love you.
You are so welcome. You know, and the trick is, guys, I mean, we love coming together in community. We love expanding ourselves. We love enlightening ourselves. That's a good thing. But not if you're working with somebody who's going, you don't have the power to do it. You have to come here to do it. That's not the way it works. Not from everything the channel's taught me. If we don't take responsibility for ourselves, we only go so far. That's it. All righty. Who are we going to? Joycey in Phoenix. Hi, baby. You're on.
Hi. Oh, boy. Okay. I would like assistance from you in the channel in moving into deeper alignment around my skin. I feel like there's something coming up. And I'll just do a quick thing.
I want you to stop, Joyce, and hear your words. I feel like there's something coming up. That's what you just said to me.
I know.
Well, you may know, but you're not aware.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at.
I want you to see metaphorically, if something always has to be coming up, if there's got to always be something to fix, if there's got to be always someplace to get to, and something coming up, then energetically you're going to bring that to your attention by eruptions in your skin.
Okay. Well, this has been a long journey. You know that I was misdiagnosed for the skin parasites. Okay. So I went on a lot of steroids to assist with all the symptoms. and topical. I went through oogles of topical steroids, injections, and prednisone.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, we know that. Okay, so what's happening, the skin eruptions start to come back, and then my mind goes, oh, my God, the scabies, they never died. And I've let go of that. I said, you know what, they're done, okay? They're done. It's not that. And I realized and I learned that what's happening now is topical steroid withdrawal. And it also
what do you need?
What's
your question for the channel, Joyce?
For the question for the channel is, I see what's happening. And I've been, like, saying I am healthy, calm, free, and clear skin. And as I'm going through this, I feel that I don't have to go through these symptoms as severe as what I've seen.
You don't have
happen.
To go through anything if you know within yourself that things don't have to keep coming up to be fixed anymore.
Thank you. I just something, and I've just, there is such an emotional trigger with that, and because I've been through hell and back. I mean, but
I know that, Joyce.
And I'm working on, I'm out of the drama. And just when everything was all good and clear, boom. And then I'm
yes,
like, okay, it's not the bug, right?
To
it isn't the scabies.
Up.
It's, right.
Something
and it's
has
not
to keep coming up. And if you have the belief system that something has to keep coming up, it will.
Yeah, okay. And it's coming up. But I also did this to myself with all the medicine because I was misdiagnosed. So it's sort of, and I take responsibility because at some level I did create that to happen. So, but it's, I'm just.
Well, yeah, but to judge yourself and be negative towards yourself will never create the health and wellness that you want. So
right.
That's
it's
not a match to self-love. At all.
No, it's not. And I've been kind to myself. I understand, and this is something that occurred. And I want the clearest, most direct path out of it now. I'm you know, and just like when I thought I was out of it, like you said, there another thing comes up to be fixed. Oh, God, now I'm in topical steroid withdrawal, which can be quite severe.
Oh, okay, all
but
right.
But I'm not going there. Okay.
Joyce,
yeah.
If you keep telling your story, you keep living your story.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you hear my words, but yet you keep telling your story.
Yeah.
Just when I think I'm on top of it, something comes up again. And the channel is saying if you look throughout your life, that's a pattern in your life, not only with the skin condition. Okay?
Okay.
All right, baby. You can do this.
Yes, I can, and I know it.
Okay, so let's just say you are doing it. How's that?
Okay, I am
all
right.
Doing it. All right. Whew. Love you.
Love
you. Okay, Miss Deborah in Missouri.
Hi, Dee. Good to talk
baby
to you.
Hi, baby cakes.
My question is, I really love doing reading. And for some reason, when I think about it ahead of time before I do it, I get nervous.
Well, sure.
Or something comes
over
me.
Why are you thinking about it? You don't use your mind when you channel at all.
Right.
So, you know, people... I was telling somebody on the set, you know, about my channeling work, and she went, oh, how long does it take you to get into the channel? And I went, I looked down, I look up at her and went, all right, I'm there. And she went, what do you mean? You just sound like you, and you just look like you're sitting there. And I go, yeah. You know, so, you know, guys, I just want you to know it's easy, but it's not easy if you don't think you can do it. And it's not easy if you buy into a lot of the information that's out there about, you know, somebody asked me, how often do you clean your pendulum and what do you use? I've never cleaned my pendulum in the lifetime that I've had it. It's a telephone. Do you think about cleaning your telephone all the time? It's a tool.
No.
It doesn't have any power. It's a tool, okay, that you use.
Okay.
So literally, what is it that you want in your channeling, baby?
I want to be feel calm, relaxed, and I can do it. And I know I can do it.
So, Deborah, I want you to sit there and just say, I'm in the channel.
I'm in the channel.
Yep. There you go. Well, testing it. And I'm getting my big yes. You're there. You're ready to go. But you see, if you're in fear that that's not enough, then you will shut down or compromise your channel to some degree because your belief system does not match you opening it up all the way. There's a little bit in there too, Deborah, about you being safe and secure to open up your channel. Do you have any beliefs in dark energy or any of that crap?
Well, when I first, back in 2007, when this all came to me, this awakening, I probably did.
Well, there's a little bit of remnant there. And so, guys, really quickly, everything is energy. This is science. Energy is neutral. Energy must be directed. So that's why I did the whole channeling webinar that I did, is to give you the statements and the directions and all those things so that you direct the energy. You only want the highest information, the highest knowledge, the highest knowing, and the highest understanding. And all your channel comes through divine love. You don't accept anything that doesn't come through divine love. Now, if you do that, first of all, there is no negative and positive energy, guys. There's only energy. You take the energy and direct it toward negative or positive. So is the thought that there's dark energy that might attack you, is that a negative or a positive thought?
Negative.
Deborah?
Okay. Well, I have some dreams that might be what it's
telling
me.
No, just answer my question first. Is that a negative or a positive thought?
Okay. The question was that negative energy can hurt me.
No. Yes.
Okay, probably yes, because I've had that happen watching TV. Like,
you have had that happen because you have the belief.
Okay.
The belief always comes first, guys. Always.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. So if you really want to open up your channel, direct.
Yes.
I am an open channel. Everything is coming through divine love. I don't want anything less than that. Everything is through divine love, and it's the highest information, the highest knowledge, the highest understanding, the highest knowing. And then you balance yourself and you trust. You see, you're not trusting. And you guys, you can't channel. You all want to channel, all of you. You want to channel for yourselves so that you have those incredible moments of freedom that I had when the word helpless comes in.
Mm-hmm.
All
right.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, Ms. Deborah. Yeah. You got a lot of information there. Now you got to put it to work. Okay?
Right. I'm taking your class, too, and really grateful for it.
Which class?
Channeling.
Oh, good. Goody, goody.
Yeah.
All right. You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Miss Megan in North Carolina, you're on.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I've been playing with my procrastination habit. And last night I found this really emotional spot, and it's kind of related to what everybody else has been talking to. But it started out with the idea of someone being my safe place to fall, but I feel utterly alone. Like I can't find that place inside of me that would be the safe place to fall. Does that make sense?
What do you mean to fall? I don't understand even what you're talking about.
Okay. Like when you're in the dark night of the soul and someone would come and save you, basically.
What's that?
Like with someone. What's that?
Yeah. You
oh.
See?
A
you
belief,
have a belief that you have
yes.
to have a dark night of the soul.
God yes.
never said that.
No.
God
okay.
said, I'm making you in the image and likeness of me, and I go out and create. Look at me. I created
right.
the world in 7 days. Woohoo!
Well,
I do miracles all the time. You know what? You're going to do more miracles than me. I'm giving you permission to do that. God never
right.
talked about the dark night of the soul, did he?
No.
What?
Megan did.
So who are, no, Megan got it from somebody.
Okay.
And you know what the dark night of the soul is? It's when you
what?
Refuse to acknowledge the fears and the limitations that you are holding within yourself. You refuse to let them go, and then you
yes.
have to struggle to get
yes.
free of yourself.
Yes.
That's
yes.
what it is.
Yes. That's what I was doing. That's exactly what I was doing. Oh, my God.
Well, okay.
Yes.
So that's easy. That's
yes.
not like some elusive force out there that we don't have control over, because, first of all, we have control over everything because everything's
everything.
Energy. And we're
right.
conscious about directing energy.
Right.
Okay. So did I answer your question?
Yes.
Okay, good. Because if you believe in negativity, you must create that reality in your life, the experience of
right.
negativity. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Much love, Miss Megan. Guys, it's so important for you to remember the belief comes first. And most of the beliefs that are running our lives, from my experience with the channel and the thousands of readings I've done, most of those beliefs come from what we learned around 2 and 3 years old. But for sure, from conception to 8. All righty, we're going to Helen in Phoenix. I'm just going in order today because I'm on my laptop. Hi, baby cakes. What's up?
Oh, thank you so very much. I have two things. First,
talk up,
thank
baby.
You so much.
I can't.
Oh,
I can't.
Thank you so. I'm on my phone. I'm sorry.
That's
thank
all
you
right.
Thank you so much for giving us that direction to say that I am creating love, integrity, wholeness, dignity, and power through divine love. I was doing
yes.
that as my breathing.
Oh, great.
What you did. And I lost the tinnitus that I had for a week. It came back. So is there something else I need to do?
Well,
I know you're not
yeah.
a doctor and you can't do all that, but. Is there something
you
else
just
there?
Got, you know, I'm I'm going to do some research with my doctor about tinnitus. I get so many questions about tinnitus, but the channel is saying you got scared. You got scared about your own power. You went, holy shit, I did it. It went away.
Oh.
Oh, my God, I'm powerful. Look, I did it. So, yeah, you did.
I was thinking, these stuff work. Oh, cool. And I
Well, that's what the I don't have my body book. I don't have my body book here because I'm on location. Hold on a minute. Can I? Okay.
That's okay.
Jeets, book, song. Give me a movie, baby. Any movie that pops in.
Okay. The Sound of Music.
Okay. That's the highest understanding. You don't want to hear the music. Okay. So the music, another word for music is power, personal power. Okay. That's the highest understanding. Anybody switched? Okay. So the energetic cause behind all tinnitus is that you don't want to hear the music of your own power.
Oh.
Of your own power. Am I adding anything? Sense. Okay. What?
That makes sense. In my life.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's just start every day, Helen, saying, I embrace and celebrate hearing the music of my own power. Oh, my God, I can feel that when I say it. I embrace and celebrate hearing the music of my own power. Beautiful.
Great.
Every day,
so
okay?
Yeah, I'm going to do another breathing exercise with that. That's
awesome.
Thank you so very much.
You are welcome, and just guys, can we celebrate our power instead of being in fear? What do you think? Let's just all stop for a minute. What the hell do you think being too powerful is going to do to you? Well,
get you killed.
It gets
you
killed.
In the olden times when people became powerful and they weren't royalty, you know, like when you had the serfs and everything.
Uh-huh.
They got killed.
Well, you just
and that's what you learn in when you're in school about the you know all those times and you're going.
Oh, that's
Joan
what
Arc.
You learn
what
before
happens?
You're 3 years old. Don't you be too powerful. God doesn't like you, and mommy and daddy don't like you when you're like that.
Yeah, I
don't
guess.
You.
Yeah.
Don't you yell at me what you want. I'll give you.
Yeah.
You know, you'll get what you get and be happy with it.
Oh, that's
and
great.
All
yeah.
all that crap. Well, so right away we're taught I'm not loved if I'm too powerful. But the channel wants you to know you just expressed one of your past lives.
Oh,
good to know.
Okay.
So now you know
it's
where
really
part of it comes from. But all of us have those eons and eons and eons and eons. Let's go back as far to Eve. You know, I joke all the time. All she did was pick a frickin' apple. And look what happened.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, guys. We've been plagued with these stories by the people who wanted to take the control. So they had to tell us we didn't have any.
Right. And God would never have denied us anything. That's the problem I have with that.
Well,
he said,
my
here,
understanding
this is, all here, so.
Is that we are God.
Right.
And we're made in the image and likeness of God. So do you believe all thought and all possibility would go, I'm too in fear of being powerful?
No.
Yeah, me either.
No.
Unless you're the God of you, that directs you to be fearful about being powerful. And then you get that experience in your life. All right.
Right.
Thank you, darling.
Cool.
That was a great
conversation.
You bet. Michael in Connecticut, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, sweetheart.
I have listened to you for some years. I take careful notes on everything you say. I took 4 pages of notes on your channeling seminar because it's absolutely and by far the best discussion I have ever read of it.
Well, thank you, Michael.
I'm serious, and I've been reading this stuff since I was 12. Anyway, I would like your thoughts. I mean, I do a morning and evening setting of direction. Sometimes during the day, I get kind of off track, off the beam.
Well, we all do, sweetheart. We all do.
Of course.
Like when I lost it on the set. The important thing is that you catch yourself in the moment and redirect it toward what you want. That's what's
what
important.
What's a short, simple way to do that?
I'm in balance and I'm complete.
I
especially
am
for you, Michael,
balance.
Because you keep looking for how to be complete, and you already are.
I needed to hear that.
Yeah, I'm in balance. You always want to bring yourself back into balance, guys. When you go into reaction, you're out of creation, like I did on the set.
Yeah.
So you want to bring yourself always back into balance and know that you are complete. You want to remind yourself of the God self that you are.
I am the God of me who is in balance and complete.
Absolutely. You don't need to add anything else to that, Michael. Okay?
Yeah, I'm good at that. I'm going to keep it just this simple, though.
Yeah, keep it simple. That's your challenge. I love you.
I wish you well.
You too, darling. Bye-bye. All right, Heather, I'm going to bring you on, but we got to go quick because we're almost out of time. Hello, darling. What's your question?
Hi.
Hi.
My question is I find myself not doing what I should be doing to take control of situations to make them better. Instead, it's like I want to just like see them unfold. I want to, I guess I don't want to control things because I want things to come to me in a different way, which is
good. We're back to you being in fear of your power again.
Okay.
Like I don't have the right to make the decision about this. Well, you're the only one that has the right to. And things, if you just want things to unfold, Heather, then you better be okay with them unfolding in the way that you like it or not. Because if you're not directing how they unfold, then they're going to unfold according to your belief system, according to your fears, according to the TV, according to your family's prejudices, etc.
Okay. And
you
wanted to...
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, baby.
I just wanted to say that I love what's coming forth from you, and I adore how you put the love place with what you want, and it was a revelation to me, and it is the thing that's moving me forward more than anything else.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you for that. Yeah, guys, you know, I told you when I taught the I Am Money, the channel had me take a picture of Gabby up in her little tutu and say to everybody, I love this person more than anything else in my life, and this is the same energy as money. And that really put it in perspective for me, that all creation is love, guys. No matter what you are focused on in creating, it is all the creation of love. Okay? Got it, Heather?
Thank you.
You bet,
yes.
Baby cakes. Wow, what a perfect note to end on, huh? whatever you're creating, it's just the creation of love. You can't get simpler than that. I want it simple. I'm creating it simple. I'm creating creation simply. Yeah, and powerfully. Yeah. All right, let's say it together. Say it loud and say it proud. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because I know all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.